Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif suggested Monday that U.S. President Donald Trump try respect instead of issuing threats. He was responding to a Twitter post Sunday in which Trump said, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again. As AP correspondent Matt Small reports, the tweet was likely prompted by a rocket that fell inside the Green Zone Sunday near the U.S. Embassy.
If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again. That's what President Trump tweeted after a rocket hit near the U.S. Embassy in Iraq yesterday and before an interview was broadcast last night on Fox News Channel.
When I first came to office, one of the first meetings I had was at the Pentagon with generals, and they were showing me the Middle East. And they had 14 or 15 sites where there was nothing but war, problems. Every single one of those sites was instigated by Iran.
While no group has so far claimed responsibility for the rocket launch, Iranian officials say their country isn't looking for war. Matt Small, Washington.
The United States military said one of its warships in the South China Sea sailed Monday near the disputed Scarborough Shoal, claimed by China and the Philippines. It was the second U.S. military freedom of navigation exercise in the region in the last month, carried out, according to a spokesman, to challenge excessive maritime claims and preserve access to waterways as governed by international law. Egypt's interior ministry said security forces killed 12 suspected militants during raids Monday near Cairo. The ministry linked the militants to Hassam, an armed affiliate of the Muslim Brotherhood, and said authorities found explosives, weapons, and ammunition at the two different raid sites. This is VOA News. Volodymyr Zelensky took the oath of office Monday as Ukraine's new president and, as expected, immediately dissolved the country's parliament, which he characterized as a group of self-enriching individuals and called for snap elections. He also announced that his main goal is to achieve a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, where government troops have been fighting with Russia-backed separatists for 5 years, a conflict that has killed about 13,000 people.
Задля того, щоб наші герої більше не гинули, я готовий на все.
He told legislators that in order to prevent more deaths, he was ready to do anything, even lose his position, so that peace will finally come. Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Shtayyeh cast doubt Monday on a U.S.-led conference set to be held in Bahrain next month, focusing on what the White House says would be economic benefits for Palestinians if a peace deal can be reached with Israel. Speaking at a cabinet meeting, Shtayyeh stressed the need for a political deal that resolves a number of long-standing issues, including borders, none of which are on the agenda for the economic conference in Manama. He said the current financial crisis Palestinians are dealing with is the result of what he called a financial war being waged against them. Former South African President Jacob Zuma is in court Monday, fighting to have corruption charges against him dismissed. The charges, stemming from a 1990s arms deal, were dropped a decade ago, shortly before he became president. Zuma says the reinstatement of the 16 charges in 2016 was politically motivated. Sweden Monday issued a formal request to detain WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who is currently jailed in Britain. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
A Swedish prosecutor says if the court decides to detain Assange on probable cause suspected for rape, a European arrest warrant will be issued. The development sets up a possible future tug of war between Sweden and the US over any extradition of Assange from Britain. In that eventuality, British authorities will have to decide any conflict between a European arrest warrant and the US extradition request for Assange. Charles Ledesma, London.
The nearly 400 graduating seniors of Morehouse College in Atlanta got a special graduation gift on Sunday. This year's commencement speaker, billionaire investor and philanthropist Robert Smith, announced to the graduates of the all-male, historically black college that he will pay off the student debt for the entire class. That's estimated to cost about $40 million. Smith said he expects the graduates to use their good fortune to pay it forward by helping other people in the future. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
This is Border Cross.